NUE Mobile. For NUE.
Huss calling station. I missed your call sign. Got a little bit of white noise in there.
Alpha might be in a bad spot. I'm mobile, but this is Simon in Greenville.
This is Chad. I am on the back side of Inman, headed back to the house. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm in downtown Greenville, and I'm on a new mobile rig. This is only my second or third contact on here. I'm a pretty new ham, so I'm still playing with equipment, seeing how well I can hit the repeater. I made a few adjustments yesterday, and I'm not sure. It sounds like I might not be coming through quite as well. But yeah, I'm doing all right. Just a little midday errands and about to get back to work. How about you?
I hear you, brother. Well, I'm a relatively new ham, too. I've had my license, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months now. And retired military and was in a communication unit during the 2 deployments in Iraq. In a communication unit. When I got out, I didn't want anything to do with radios ever again. But I don't know, something happened over time, and I decided to go get my license and just really enjoying the hobby. And it's got a lot to learn and a lot to offer, and I'm just really enjoying it.
Glad to hear it. Glad you came back around to it. I don't have a background in this at all, so everything's very new to me. I took that technician life test, and, you know, it was fun to study for. I enjoyed the challenge, but, again, this is all totally new to me. Well, tell me, if you don't mind, I mean, since I've got you, I'm eager to hear just how the signal's coming through. You mentioned some white noise when I first responded. How am I coming through right now?
Almost full quieting. I don't know what kind of rig you own, but you can either probably turn your mic gain up just a little bit or hold the microphone a little bit closer to your mouth. But no complaints. I'm getting you into the repeater full on, and nothing on your end that is disturbing or distracting at all. It sounds pretty clean, other than, you know, maybe a little bit of mic of adjustment, but that's about it, man. It sounded good.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm actually parked in a driveway, not an ideal location, surrounded by a bunch of big trees, and I'm at relatively low elevation compared to the repeater, so I'm pleased. I'm on a Yaesu 7900 dual bander with a Comet SBB2 antenna, just a pretty average dual band antenna. But it's all working really well for me. My first rig, if you can call it that, my first piece of equipment was just a little Bowfang handheld, and so for the last couple weeks, I've been able to do a lot of listening, but I just wasn't able to reach the repeater very reliably. You know, I could hit it from a couple spots in my yard, but I could never really reply to anyone or, you know, join a net because you never knew how well it was going to come through. So as I get more comfortable and more confident with this rig and its ability to hit the repeater, I hope to be a little more active. But yeah, thanks for the report. Now, tell me this. You know, I mentioned I've been able to do more listening than talking. I think that was you I overheard with the flat tire yesterday, got yourself in a kind of tricky situation but came out okay. I think you were talking to Patrick. Is that right? Was that you?
Yeah, that was me. Quite an experience. You know, I don't really know what to say, but normally I'm not that way, but, you know, I just got in a situation that I really wasn't too comfortable with, and I'd rather err on side of caution and just get somebody to pull overwatch for me and try to just look out over me. You know, you never can tell these days.
You know, it's funny. I happened to be in the car. I tuned in right when you were calling for help. I think you were talking to Patrick about the situation. I was way too far away to offer any help. And like I said, I wasn't even confident yet whether I'd come through on the repeater or just interrupt you guys and cause static. But then I tuned back in later that evening. I think I heard you telling someone the story. So I ended up getting I kind of got the before and the after. So anyway, but I'm glad it worked out all right. Those situations can be tricky for sure. Yeah, all right, but anyway, glad it worked out. But listen, I got to get back inside. I actually had just parked the car and heard you come on, so I thought I'd say hey. So again, I'm Simon. I think we're about equally new. I just got my license a couple months ago too, and hopefully I'll catch you again on the air sometime soon. But I'll head in now in just a minute after your final. So this is KZ4TMA, all clear.
TMA, KO4NUE. Appreciate the ride along, Simon, and you have a wonderful, blessed day. And just remember, man, it's all about attitude. Keep your attitude clean, and you do just fine. Appreciate the contact, and I hope you enjoy the hobby. Check me out on QRZ if you'd like. If you need any kind of help, if I can ever help you, don't hesitate to shoot me an email. KO4NUE, and I'm clear, sir.
That. You've got me curious now. I'm going to go find out what QRZ is. But I got to run in right now, otherwise I'd ask you to explain it to me. I'll check it out online. Thanks again. All right, KZ4TMA, really clear this time. Thanks.
I am KO4NUE. You there, Walt?